I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We have been talking about this Mayor's race for a while, and I constantly remind folks, pay close attention to what's being said. Gain a better understanding of where we find ourselves with this current administration and where we hope to go. And our next guest, Clancy Dubose, knows this better than most. He's a political editor and columnist for Gambit and WWL Louisiana political analyst, joins us. Clancy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Noel.
First, let me say congratulations to you, a recent newlywed in your family. Those are always fond moments and a passage of time and a great experience.
Thank you. It really was. I've never been so overjoyed and never felt so old all at once.
It's so true in many ways, but when, I mean, it's just great to watch your kids moving through life, right?
It really is. It really is. It was a beautiful wedding. We adore our new daughter-in-law and her family and great folks, and everybody had a really, really wonderful time.
Awesome. So let's pivot to this mayor's race. I said today I did a monologue on this situation with the collection of the ad valorem taxes on behalf of the school board. And over the last 10 days, I've almost found myself doing a monologue on the inconsistencies, the frailties, the ineffectiveness of this city administration. And there are days that I feel like I'm ganging up. But, I mean, it just keeps coming, you know, with one story after the next. You read them. You know, some of them are in Gambit and obviously NOLA.com. It just doesn't end, which I think really complicates this mayor's race in some respect.
It does, but it also, in some ways, it may bring it into sharper focus, because what we're seeing is something you've talked about and I've talked about since Hurricane Ida, you know. And you predicted very accurately right after, actually before, the current mayor was reelected, but in the wake of Ida, when the dysfunction really started to show itself with, you know, trash collections, the lack of trash collections, and, you know, everything from streetlights to stoplights and streets in general and drainage, you predicted that the mayor's popularity would begin to nosedive shortly after her re-inauguration, and you timed it almost to the minute, you know. So, and I remember being on your show when you said that. I said, "Yeah, it'll happen then or soon thereafter," and it did. And there's, you know, like critics of the current president say, there is no bottom. There seems to be no bottom to or no limit to the dysfunction here. It's disheartening, but it crystallizes or sharpens the focus. But what I think people should be looking for in the next mayor is someone who can make the city functional again. and not just minimally functional, but highly functional. And I think that trumps everything else because it covers everything. It's what people, it's the reason city government or government itself exists. You know, it's to provide for the common good. And they're not providing for the common good. You know, it's just that simple. No. You know, we went from 2 days a week trash collection 5 years ago to 1 day a week now. And they're arguing over whether to keep the current highly functioning interim collection company in the French Quarter and shift to a company that's going to cost, I don't know, 30-40% more, claims to have a lot of experience, but he's subcontracting it to someone else, you know. So, right, isn't it Rich's disposal who's going to actually do the collection if the mayor's chosen company gets it? So, you know, that doesn't seem like a high level of functionality to me. And that's just trash. And then you mentioned the school board collection. I mean, what is the deal with, you know, it's set out in the law. You and I are both lawyers. I don't think either one of us gets into the courtroom very much these days, but we know the law. And it's, thankfully. We got enough stress in our lives, right? You know, it's not like it's vague or inconsistent. You know, it's black and white, black letter law. You know, the city collects it, supposed to remit it to the school board. And it's, you know, school board has got a lock on the legal side of it. And the council agrees, and yet the mayor doesn't seem, or the administration through the mayor doesn't seem to want to follow it, you know, and that's just one more thing.
The list goes on and on, you know.
Let's sharpen it to what we're going to look for in a mayor. If we can talk about the mayor's race,
yes.
And I'm not going to give an opinion, but voters ought to be, like you said, pay attention to what they say, but also pay attention to what they do and what they have done or have not done, you know, in their careers. You know, what's their record when it comes to making things better or running things? And, you know, it's that's what they need to look for. Somebody who knows what the job is, knows what to do, and knows how to do it. That's what we need.
Not a lot of top level candidates in the race, and yet early onset, not long after qualifying, in a very short period of time, one of the candidates drops out and endorses the other. That was a little unexpected.
That did not surprise me.
I was a little surprised.
I didn't say it publicly because I wasn't trying to throw a wet rag over Arthur Hunter, but I talked to a number of people, you know, political folks, for sources, about people on background, and I said, I don't see any way that Arthur Hunter stays in the race because if you look at what the polls were before Duplessis decided not to run, he was 10 points or almost 10 points ahead of Hunter at that time, back in last October, November, up until the time he dropped out. He was in the lower mid-teens, like, you know, 13-14%, and Hunter was at 5, you know. So, when Duplessis decided not to run, that's when Hunter moved up to about 9. I think there was one poll that had him in double digits, but all the others had him basically going from 3 or 4 up to 5 and 6 and then up to 9. In Ron Fauché's poll, but that's as high as he got. And then as soon as Duplessis announced he was going to run, he immediately jumped up to 14 or 16, 2 points behind Oliver Thomas, and Hunter dropped back down into the lower middle single digits. So there was no room. And Duplessis and Hunter basically had the same message. They offered the same strength. They had different experience levels, but they were going after the same votes, and it just made sense for Hunter as a candidate, you know, to spare his supporters and his family, you know, because it didn't look like he was going to catch fire. So one might ask of
Royce Duplessis then, conversation about a job, promise for a job. Is he going to be in your new administration? That would be an interesting revelation.
Yeah, I think he might be, but I don't. I'll put it this way. I know that Hunter was counseled, and you know, Hunter's been a judge. He knows what the law is. Right. But we all, you and I, both also realists. Sometimes people, you know, have a wink and a nod and a smile, as Earl Long would say. But I don't know that. I think they talked about policies and goals and such, and rather than jobs. And I don't think that was part of it. I don't think Hunter had anywhere else to go. And if he was going to make an endorsement, there was only one candidate he could go with. And it wasn't because of a job. It was because of, you know, political alignment in terms of what they view of the city, their views of the city and their views of about where the city needs to go and how to get there. They were just, you know, two different generations, but they were basically, you know, they were in the same lane, I guess is the best way to put it. There was nobody else in his lane. Although philosophically, he's very, they're not that unaligned. Neither Duplessis nor Hunter is far apart politically in terms of political philosophy, in terms of being sort of a progressive type Democrat. They're not that different from Helena Moreno, but you know, Moreno was on the council, and the whole point of somebody like Duplessis or Hunter running is they wanted to present an alternative to both Oliver Thomas and Helena Moreno, who are both current council members.
Helena's been polling around 47%. Does this cause a situation for these other candidates to elongate this race or shorten it? It would seem to me you'd start to see some fireworks long before Labor Day.
Yeah, there's not much time left. It's less than 2 months away, the primary election on October 11th. So, and what we are now, what, August 13th? So it's basically 14. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I was reading emails, and I was on yesterday's emails. That's what got me. Sorry about that. Yeah, so, you know, we're basically, what, 8 weeks from Election Day. So that's not a lot of time. And people are going to start making up their minds. And there are polls that are in the field right now or maybe have just completed that we will hear about that were taken after Hunter's decision. And it'll be interesting to see, because when Duplessis announced he was getting in, and this is a lead up to your question about fireworks, but let me answer that question first. I think there's already some fireworks brewing, but it's going to be interesting to see what the next round of polls show, because when Duplessis announced he was getting back into the race, there were two things to look for. You know, besides where did he shape up in the polls? He came in at 2 points behind Oliver Thomas. He did not take, in Fauche's polling, he did not take any votes, or at least numerically, in terms of percentage of the vote. Moreno polled at exactly where she was, I think 46 or 47% where she polled before Duplessis got back in the race. But Hunter went down and Oliver Thomas went down. So Duplessis took votes away from both of those candidates, and he picked up a few points from undecideds. But he didn't take anything away from Moreno. Now that Hunter is out, it'll be interesting to see where Duplessis is vis-a-vis Oliver Thomas. And a lot of people, myself included, would not be surprised. I don't make predictions, but I would not be at all surprised if he's ahead of Oliver Thomas already in the polling, and possibly ahead by a margin that exceeds the margin of error. We'll see. We'll know soon enough in the next week or so. And then the other thing we want to look for is, did he take any votes away from Moreno, or is she still at 46-47%? Because if she is, she's still in a position to win it in the primary, because of the decided vote, she's somewhere around 56-58% of the vote that has made a choice. And that's above where Jeff Landry was in the primary when he ran for governor, and he won in the primary. I'm not predicting any of this. I'm just saying that's where it looks right now. And that gets back to your question about fireworks. The only way they're going to change that, I don't know that they can elongate it, because time is a definite thing. You know, it's, we got, what, 60-plus days left in this campaign. And, you know, every day that passes favors Moreno, means that Duplessis.
I just would have expected
Thomas
someone
really
to go
need...
negative by
well,
now.
I think you're going to see something in the next week or so.
Yeah. Because if you wait till after Labor Day, it's better than I do.
It's a real sprint then, yeah. I mean, And then there's the money factor, you know, because you got to get your message out, and it's going to be real tough. And then it's a question of how negative do you get? Because if you go negative, if it gets ugly and you lose, then you get tainted with being that kind of candidate, you know. So it's something that, you know, every candidate has to weigh. But Helena Moreno has to weigh, how does she respond? Can she anticipate what the attacks are going to be, and how well will she respond? Which is why we run campaigns, right? You know.
Well, as ideologically as you said, they're kind of on parity with one another, right? I wonder what impact. I mean, the most obvious get down in the dirt that you could do is to make this about race. I mean,
that's one way. Yeah, that would be the ugliest way to do it.
Right.
The thing is
when you have this parity ideologically, how much of an impact does that really have?
If it gets to race, you mean?
When it goes to race, usually there's just other significant distinctions, right, between two candidates.
Yeah. Well, there's race. If the people who are susceptible to racial voting are probably already doing that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the white people who are supporting Duplessis.
Yes, you wouldn't be at 47.
Don't know that he's black. And it's not like black voters who are supporting Moreno don't know that she's white. You know, so the people who vote on a from a parallax or from the perspective of race, they're already in whatever camp they're going to be in. Now, I'm not saying it won't work, because it's an emotional appeal. And there are some ways that it will have some impact, but there's also pushback on that. And, you look at the cities, especially cities in the South, that have done well, and most of them have frankly done better than New Orleans in the last 50 years. They don't have these racial campaigns. They've gotten past that. I'm not saying that they've got that there's no racism in those cities. I'm just saying their politics tends to be doesn't get down to that. You know, it doesn't get
that's
down
not
to
an
that.
Issue that moves them one way or the other.
It's a factor. Yeah, it's not a factor that moves them that much. The people who are going to vote based on race, they make up their minds early, and that's what they do, and they don't move. But I think the other obvious level of attack, and it's already, I think, sort of taken shape. You might see it. Well, I think they have seen it in some of the debates. Is Duplessis, at least, and this is a clean hit. You know, you got two other candidates in the race have both been part of the problem. That's the way he would phrase it. You know, they've been there.
Right.
What have they done to change it? On their watch, as council members, we have this level of dysfunction in the city. Now, that's a clean, legitimate criticism. And I think that's one of the things you'll hear. And I think
they've definitely stepped out of their traditional role of being a legislator.
To try to deal with it. Which is a defense. And, does that work? I don't know. But typically in politics, as you know, the best defense is a good counterpunch. And the counterpunch would be, well, what have you done? Look at the level of education in the state. What have you fixed as a legislator? You know, how much experience do you have at running anything? You know, this is what I'm not trying to hit, right? These things are the obvious attacks.
Yeah, these are the obvious
that we're going to see, you know. And
that's why, I rather, and I know you do too, focus on the issues. I mean, fundamentally, what we have is a governance issue here, a management issue here.
Yep.
We're missing the mark on so many different fronts. We've hired people that were way in over their head. We should have recognized that. City government is a very complex organization. You've written about this for 30 years. I mean, it's not 50.
Seems like
I was trying to be kind. I was trying to be kind.
No, I started when I was 12. Come on.
You know, and you got to be articulate. You got to be on your game. You got to be able to instill confidence. And a lot of that is the manner in which you present yourself, how you present on issues, and your willingness to give in when you need to give in, contrary to what may be your own best self-interest, because you are the center of no universe, right?
Right. And to me, the mark of a really good politician, and when I say politician, I don't mean just somebody who's campaigning, but someone who's governing, someone who's, I should say, leader. The mark of a good leader is to recognize and admit when you're wrong. Because, you know, that's one of the things that voters really don't like about politicians is that so few of them ever admit to being wrong. And when someone admits that they're wrong, when everybody knows they're wrong, it lowers the temperature, it takes away the attack, and it allows you to move on, and voters respect you more, you know?
No doubt. We've seen that happen over and over and over again.
You know, they just don't want to admit that they made a mistake. Man, just admit you made a mistake, say you're sorry, and move on and fix it. And say, I'm going to work with my critics. Let's get this done. Come on. We all make mistakes. And every voter knows that we're all human, and voters are very forgiving. But you got to let them, you got to tell them that you know you made a mistake and you're sorry. And then, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody
got to give them a reason to forgive you for.
Yeah, that's right. You got to give them the opening, give them the chance,
yes,
you know?
Absolutely. You and I will hopefully you'll join me again as this race begins to mature. And I think that's going to, as you pointed out, it's going to be happening big time in the next couple of weeks. And we'll talk more about this. So thank you so much for joining us today.
I look forward to that. No, thank you so much.
And welcome back to the boggy, hot weather of the deep south.
Oh, yeah. Take care, my friend.
All right, take care. Clancy Dubose, political editor and columnist for Gamut and WWL, Louisiana political analyst. We'll be right back. And when we do, we're going to visit with Dr. Kathy Johnson, UNO president. Stay with us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back, folks. You know, my previous guest, Clancy Dubos, I think, put it well, that the University of New Orleans helped build the middle class in the city of New Orleans, and it is my alma mater, and I'm very proud of UNO being my alma mater, and I'm very excited about getting a chance to speak with Dr. Kathy Johnson, who is now the UNO president and is the first female president in the life of the University of New Orleans. Dr. Johnson, welcome to the show.
Oh, Noel, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and thrilled to know that you're an alum.
My sister is too, so we are firm believers in the value of UNO and a lot of my friends as well. Doc, there's been a number of issues that you've had to deal with since you've come in. Kind of give us the state of UNO.
Yeah, so I am happy to share that we are in a great spot right now. I'm tremendously grateful for the support that our state legislature has provided to us. We have kind of right-sized our budget. When I came in, we actually had budget authority for about $102 million, but we were taking in pretty regularly closer to 85. So we have realigned our budget to address that structural deficit. As of July 1, we're realigned. And what the state really helped us with, which is incredible, is helping us to address some back debt that had stacked up really over the course of many, many years. So it's kind of a reset. We're really, really excited about the opportunity to kind of start fresh. I'm really, really excited about the opportunity to rejoin the LSU system. We're kind of waiting. We're waiting some guidance on that. The transition team, as I understand it, has not yet met. But the future is very, very bright. And I appreciate how much you appreciate the role that this university plays in this area. I've spent my life at institutions like UNO that are, you know, urban public research universities in state capitals or big cities within states. It's really an important mission. And I still, even knowing what I've now learned and had to go through, I would have come in a minute. It's been a true pleasure to help make things right.
Well, there are a lot of things that happened before you got there that you have absolutely no control over, and all that you can be asked to do is to take the appropriate measures necessary to right the ship. It's also a huge upside opportunity, though, right, to right-size an organization, because that may be an exercise that is incredibly important to the success in the coming years of the university.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're not the only ones. I think across the country, many institutions are facing shifts in demographics. There aren't the same numbers of people in some cities. There aren't the same numbers of people planning to pursue higher education. So we all kind of have to be in that mindset of thinking how we can adapt and continue to do our work to meet the demands, frankly, of the students who aren't even here yet. I'm always thinking 5 years down the road, and it is energizing, and it feels good to get this done. But I think there's also tremendous opportunities to think about delivering education to different populations in different ways. Online, for example, I think is a really, really important way for adults who often already have a baccalaureate degree but might want to reskill or upskill in the workforce, being able to do that online through a credential or maybe through a master's degree or a certificate. That's really important. So, yeah, I find it really energizing to think kind of creatively and innovatively about how we can not just realign our budget but realign the way that we do our work so that we're meeting the needs that New Orleans has for us.
And the University of New Orleans, most people may not know, you guys hit some benchmarks that are recognized by U.S. News and World Report, graduation rates, you know, least amount of debt when you graduate from school, a lot of stuff that are contemporary issues right now that people are really focused on.
Absolutely. Super proud of that. I think the one that I always lead with when I'm talking to folks about the university is how we do on the social mobility indices. And what that really means is that I think we try to do our best to ensure that students don't need to take on a huge amount of debt. Many of our students have need, and they do either, you know, fill that need through scholarships or through Pell. But many of them do have to take out some loans. But we work really hard to try to keep ourselves affordable. And at the end of their time here, most of our students have very little trouble finding jobs. And especially in certain disciplines that are in high demand right now, they command pretty decent salaries in those entry-level positions. So to me, social mobility means helping to keep debt down while also ensuring that students can navigate into the workforce and are able to support themselves and ultimately their families.
One of the things that I always appreciated with my experience at UNO, I was, I don't know what you would call it, a lifer maybe. I was 11 years part-time at night, Doc. I went to one full-time semester and did not miss but one other semester when I went away to a law enforcement school and was actually registered at the University of Virginia. But they were very accommodating, you know, through that whole process, you know, understanding that they had a lot of students there that were working full time, they were supporting a family and things of that nature. And, you know, and it was going through the transition because I started in 76 and you didn't have a lot of that. And there were a lot of improvements made to the application process, enrollment process, in recognition of how many part-time students they had.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. 11 years. That's persistent. Yep. And I'm so glad to hear that you had a good experience. There's a lot of pressure on universities around the country to really try to reduce the amount of time that it takes for students to achieve a degree. And I think that online education has really helped to accelerate that rate. You know, you don't always have to wait for the right class that you need to be offered in the evening, for example. You could just take it as an online class. So our goal is to usually get students to complete in 6 years or less, even if they're working at the same time. But you're absolutely right. We have to think about ways of meeting students where they are. I'm really excited about the opportunity to think about awarding credit for the learning that especially adults are able to do either in the military or in the workplace. You know, that's another pathway for helping to accelerate progress toward degree is thinking creatively about how we can actually, you know, offer some credit equivalent for the experiences and the learning through those experiences that people have had.
We got to take a break, but we'll be right back with Dr. Kathy Johnson, UNO president. We'll talk about some of the other challenges with education, enrollment and otherwise, and what we hope to see in the very near future. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
On a text line, it says, my daughter graduated from UNO cum laude with a degree in hospitality management. The UNO program is so well known, she was able to get into the master's program at the Rosen College at University of Central Florida, number one program in the world, and will be graduating next May. Congratulations to y'all. We're visiting with Dr. Kathy E. Johnson, UNO president. Doc, so obviously this transition process has is almost going to be completed. I think y'all are getting some transition committees together and so forth. What do we expect to see and what do you hope to achieve in this first school year, which I guess starts, what, next week, right?
Yeah, we start next week, but we've actually got a whole year left of being part of the UL system. This takes a while. So right now we're actually working with our accreditor to ensure that we can move back to the LSU system by July 1st of next summer. So we've got a little while to prepare. Lots of planning will get done, but it's all good.
Students are looking, there seems to be in a transition is what they're looking for from universities a little bit. How do you address that?
Yeah, so as soon as we get some direction from the transition team, we will be putting up, we've already got some text drafted for a website that will help students to have every question that they're wondering about asked about the transition. So lots of concern about programs going away. I think we've stopped having the concern about the university going away, which is good. That was never going to happen, but it was heartbreaking when people would ask me about that. I would just say to kind of stay tuned until a little bit later this fall. We should have a lot of guidance and hopefully a lot of exciting news for students who are interested.
And please know, I want to make myself available to you, and I know the gentleman that's on before me, Tommy Tucker. He is a graduate of UNO as well. I know that he would do the same. If there's a story that you need to tell and information to get out, I know that both of us would be more than happy to help facilitate that.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful to know. Thank you so much, and I'm definitely going to take you up on that.
So best of luck, and thank you for coming on today, and have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. You too as well. Thanks, Noel.
All righty. It's Dr. Kathy E. Johnson, UNO president. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Raphael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. We'll continue our conversation on the alarming backlog of open felony cases in Judge Darrell Derbigny's section of court, which led to his resignation on August 1st. And we'll also talk about this NOPD officer, Terrence Johnson, who was arrested and linked to Darnette Colbert, the prostitute, involved in a case of the killing of a reporter here in town during the Super Bowl, and the accidental disposal of Orleans Parish Clerk of Court records, and the MCC Excellence in Law Enforcement Awards lunch. And a lot to talk about in the upcoming hours. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.